Hey everyone, stick with us versus herd. What I want to talk about today is trading options on a small account in a highly volatile environment. Right now, VIX is at 54. We haven't seen VIX up above 50 in a very, very long time. It actually hit above 60 today at some point. And one of the issues and one of the risks that you're going to come into trading options on a small account. When I say small account, I'm talking about like 2,000, under 5,000. I mean, technically under 25,000 is a small account, but we're going to go tiny account, okay? So under 2,000, under 1,000. And a lot of people, what happens and what they do is they load in $500, they load in 1,000, then they lose it, then they load in another 500, then they load in 1,000, then they lose it. And it's just this repetitive cycle of funding your account, losing it, funding your account and losing it. And right now the risk is higher than ever for those small accounts, for accounts under 5,000. And the reason why is because when VIX is this high, implied volatility is this high, options didn't get any cheaper. And what I mean by that is actually options got 2 to 3 to 4 times more expensive than what they were when VIX was 15 or 20, right? And that is because implied volatility is up, the expected move is up. However, all these pricings have gone up, all the option pricing has gone up, implied volatility has gone up. However, unless you made out big, your account has remained the same size. So you're actually going to not be able to afford the same options you were before. Before, you're able to trade SPY or Apple at the money on the weeklies and be able to afford it on a $1,000 account. But now you're gonna have a big problem trying to buy those at the money or in the money options. You know, what was going, you know, before we had the crash, what was going for, you know, $300 or $400, now going for like $1,000, $1,200. And I got some examples here. You know, looking at SPY or Apple, actually, I'm gonna pull up Apple real quick. And we're looking at this week's expiration, looking at the 260, 270, right at the money. You know, a few weeks ago, right at the money for the weeklies, these are probably going for like $4 each. Now they're going for $8 to $9, and right at the money, $9 to $10 right now, right at the money. You know, and the issue that's going to come into play is people, they'll be like, hey, I'm used to trading this way, I'm used to trading that way, but now you're actually going to be using a bigger percentage of your account, and you're going to get only one contract. Before, you could buy like one contract, maybe even two contracts on a $1,000 account. But now on a $1,000 account, you can barely afford one option. And if that goes against you, like one put or one call, if that option goes against you, you're not going to be able to make it. That's going to go against you, and your account's going to be immediately down 30%, 50% in minutes. And you don't ever want to risk your whole account either. You know, if we're looking at SPY, you know, SPY is pretty interesting right now. So there's actually 45 minutes left in the day today in terms of being open. And right at the money, these are still going for $1.50. There's only 45 minutes left. These are going for $1.50, $2 right now. I mean, this is insane. Before, these would be going for like literally 10, 20 cents, maybe 50 cents at the highest. And these are going for $2, $1.50, $1.80. I mean, it's just crazy. And you know, I definitely don't recommend buying anything before it closes in 45 minutes, but it's a good way to lose your money. But as you can see, you know, the expected move is still $3.70 going into close, market close here, 40 minutes to go. The expected move is still 370. That's what happens when implied volatility is kicked up and VIX is kicked up this high. You know, if we go into 2 days from now, expiration, March 11th, 2 days from now, at the money is $6. Normally these would be like $1.50, $2. And now these are going for $6, $7, $8 right at the money or right in the money. I mean, so this is why you need to be careful. I'm not saying you should go fund your account. You could definitely be trading debit spreads. You could be trading credit spreads and use defined risk, you know, but before you were able to buy naked calls, naked puts on a $1,000 account in weeklies and day trade. You know, if you have a cash account, you could bypass the PDT rule. But now for one SPY call or put, 2 days from expiration is going to cost you 60 to 70% of your account. You need to be careful. A lot of people are going to blow up their accounts on this, and I just want to be helpful and make sure that you guys are making the right decisions. Use proper risk management. These are just a couple of examples here, but I mean, pretty much anything that you're trading right now, whether it's Apple, Amazon, Netflix. I mean, Netflix is probably wild too. Let's pull this up real quick. Netflix is down $21 today. You know, IV rank is 117. They're not even, oh, here they are, plus or minus. So it's the expected move for this week's plus or minus $20. It's moved already $21 today. And, you know, right at the money is $11. Back a few weeks ago, at the money for the weeklies was like $500, maybe $600 at the most. And now this is double. So if you have a $1,000 account, you can't even afford to trade Netflix. And then if you go like far out of the money, so you're like, oh, I'm gonna buy the, you know, I'm only gonna risk $100. And you go two, right now $100 risk is two standard deviations away in terms of puts. You're two standard deviations away, you know, 280. The current stock price is 347. A dollar contract's worth a dollar right now, or 280. At the 280 strike level on the puts, on the call side it is basically 385. So the expected move is $23, and the contracts are worth a dollar. If you only want to risk 10% of your $1,000 account, you got to go right now two standard deviations away, and the risk of that is it's obviously probably going to run to zero if it stays within the expected move. Now you could win big, you can do all these things, but for me personally, I like to try to stick to high probability and high profitability in terms in plays, in terms of what I'm looking to do. I don't try to go two standard deviations away and hope that I make some money, because the chances of me making money when it's two standard deviations away is not good. You know, it's almost impossible. I'm not saying it's not impossible. We've seen some crazy things this last, you know, stock market has moved seven deviations in the last couple weeks. I mean, things have been insane. But as you can see, with a small account, the challenge is what you can afford right now. And you cannot afford to trade the way that you were trading. If you have a $1,000 account, $2,000 account, you cannot afford to trade the same way you were. So you have to adjust your strategy, adjust your mentality, maybe pick on some slower plays, maybe try to find some options that are cheaper, go to lower price stocks. You know, we were used to trading higher price stocks. If you had a smaller account, we're used to trading higher price stocks. A lot of people in our community were trading them because those were the only stocks that were moving during a low implied volatility market. Now we're in a high implied volatility market. You're going to have to go steeper, cheaper. You're going to have to be going for Snap, GE, GM, you know, those kind of stocks, you know, stocks that are $50 and under, maybe Coke. I mean, Disney's gotten really cheap right now. Disney's at 106, but even Disney's going to be, if we look up Disney right here real quick, you know, Disney options, I mean, right at the money, still $4 for Disney options, $100 stock, $4 right at the money. These were before, we're going for like a dollar to $1.80 at the most, in terms of being right at the money, another $3.50, $3.60, or $4. So, you know, you just want to be mindful of what you're doing, and you want to be careful. Use proper risk management. The market has changed. So it needs to be your strategy. Your strategy needs to change. You're not going to make money if you're risking 80% of your account. I mean, you could make money big, but that means you have to be right every single time. And the probability of you being right every single time is not in your favor, especially in this market. Anything can happen. We're going to have huge dips. We're going to have huge rips. People are going to get shaken out. People are going to blow up your account. So I definitely hope this helps. Let me know if it helps. Hit me up on Discord, Facebook. You know where to get me. Just Google Us versus Herd. We're there for you. As always, stay safe, stay green. It's Us versus Herd.